I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
The rest of the afternoon, but it's cold out there, 22 degrees.
Live breaking news, now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, presidential impeachment on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following a developing story on Utah's morning news.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi standing by to begin a news conference. She's expected to name the impeachment managers before the House votes on a resolution to transmit the articles of impeachment later today.
Sean Michael Lyle has the very latest in this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, Nancy Pelosi has not yet entered the room, but we are standing by for the speaker to name those impeachment managers, followed by a vote around midday today to send the articles to the Senate for trial. That should actually be about 10 o'clock our time. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, though, says he is not against calling witnesses, as the Democrats have demanded.
Both sides would want to call witnesses that they wanted to hear from.
Some Republicans say they want to call Joe and Hunter Biden to talk about their involvement in Ukraine. A rift over whether Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren a woman couldn't win the presidency highlighted last night's Democratic debate in Iowa.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want.
It's the final debate heading into the February 3rd Iowa caucuses. And overseas, Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and his cabinet have resigned. President Putin's government has been losing popularity, and he was considered likely to fire Medvedev if he didn't quit. Putin will appoint a new prime minister who will appoint a new Russian government. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
In other news, a strain of the flu is hitting Utah hard this season, especially our kids.
People will always be at some risk of getting flu, even if they've had the vaccine.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the CDC says this year's flu shot is not well matched to fight influenza B, and that's the strain that's especially tough on children. But Dr. Andrew Pavia at Primary Children's Hospital says it still provides protection.
The flu shot's like a seatbelt. It isn't going to protect you against every crash and every circumstance, but it reduces your chance of dying or being severely injured with flu.
The state says there has been a normal level of hospitalizations this year, and doctors remind us it's not too late to get the vaccine. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
State lawmakers today will ask the head of the Division of Motor Vehicles about a controversial personalized license plate that was approved. The DMV has received some complaints about the license plate with the phrase deportum. Lawmakers today will ask questions about it in a hearing. State rules say personalized plates cannot express contempt for any race, religion, or political opinion.
Provo police have arrested a man for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman in the bathroom of a fast food restaurant. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, officers with the Provo Police Department arrested this drifter after he reportedly followed a woman into the restroom of a McDonald's and then attempted to sexually assault her. According to the police report, 27-year-old Tucker Peck shoved the woman and ripped her earrings off in the process. After officers responded, they determined that Peck had drug paraphernalia, which later tested positive for heroin. Cops say at the time of his arrest, he was serving on probation for several convictions in 2019, including assaulting a police officer, criminal trespassing, and assault. He's now being held on a $25,000 bail. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Let's take a look at the weather now with Grant Wayman. Partly cloudy, lower 40s for today. Then tomorrow's going to be another warm one before that next round of storm activity brings strong winds and highs near 50.
The storm yesterday, boy, it really came and went pretty quickly, but certainly left a mark as it moved through, especially in the higher elevations. For the morning drive on Friday, we do expect snow. There's our next storm. It will certainly play a role in the drive early Friday morning, and it looks like it slowly tapers off later in the day. And right now, the weekend is looking pretty good. Gets back up to about 40 or so for Saturday and for Sunday as well.
Grant says upper 30s for the weekend, climbing back into the lower 40s by Monday and Tuesday.
The U.S. Marine Corps has not yet released the name of a trainee who died in a car crash in Southern California. KSL-TV's Dan Rascone reports the Marine was driving along I-15.
According to investigators, the driver of the Pontiac is a 19-year-old man from Orem who is a Marine at Camp Pendleton. Oceanside police tell me it all started in their city when officers pulled the pickup truck over for a minor violation. The driver then took off. Police gave chase until he entered the I-5 freeway going the wrong way.
A witness tells NBC the driver hit the Marine's car head-on at about 100 miles an hour. Police say the driver has an extensive criminal history.
Coming up on KSL, we'll have more on the hottest team in the NBA right now.
And triple team traffic.
Major eastbound slowing I-80 heading into the mountains. And you've also got it on Bangor Highway for those heading south and then turning in Riverton to go east towards I-15. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
There's snowy weather in the area. Stay tuned for the latest traffic update and reliable forecast on KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
I can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum... What?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our 5 locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
Utah Gives Back is a story about Utahns helping those in need. Let's check in with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Volunteers of America Utah helps vulnerable people who are struggling with homelessness, mental illness, or addiction. They are taking steps forward to break down barriers and guide those in need on a journey of self-reliance. Their programs include homeless services, shelter and resource centers, addiction facilities, counseling, housing, and supportive services to facilitate lifelong well-being and self-sufficiency. Last year, they opened Mods Cafe, a job training program for youth exiting homelessness. It's located next door to the Youth Resource Center and has been a gathering place for the community. Volunteers of America Utah has been around since 1986, and today they depend on volunteers to provide compassionate programs that give people hope for the life they want to live. You can volunteer year-round to help sort donations, mentor youth, host a donation drive, or cook and serve a meal. To learn more, visit voaut.org. That's voaut.org. Select Health recognizes the hope provided by Volunteers of America Utah as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company. In sports, the Jazz are now in second place all by their lonesome in the Western Conference after their 10th win in a row. They beat the Brooklyn Nets 118-107 last night. Donovan Mitchell wore shoes with the Australian flag on them and is auctioning them off to give proceeds to the relief efforts. Joe Ingles, of course, is from Australia.
I didn't know he was doing it until a few days ago, and obviously what our country's going through at the moment is devastating. And for not only Donovan, obviously my teammates are great, but everyone that's supporting our country, it's unreal.
Might remember Ingles himself donated $750,000 to the cause. The Jazz finish their 3-game road trip tomorrow night against New Orleans.
Spoiler alert, the greatest of all time has been crowned in a special Jeopardy tournament.
Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek congratulating the 45-year-old software engineer turned author. Jennings had already made Jeopardy history by winning the most regular season games in a row.
Taken 15 years. For Ken Jennings to finally answer the question, is he as good as he appeared to be in that great run on Jeopardy?
Jennings goes home to Seattle $1 million richer after beating James Holzhauer and Brad Rutter in the 3-way battle to be the best ever and will now be known as
the greatest of all time.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Breaking news on KSL, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now stepping to the podium, expected to announce who the House managers will be and impeachment's next steps. Let's listen in.
How we mark it, and today is an important day because today is the day that we name the managers, we go to the floor, to pass the resolution to transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and later in the day, when we have our engrossment, that we march those articles of impeachment to the United States Senate. As I've said, it's always been our founders, when they started, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary, when. Abraham Lincoln 87 years ago. Thomas Paine, now are these are the times that try men's souls, the times that found us. Again and again, even our poets. Longfellow, remember, listen, my children, and you will hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive that remembers that famous day and year. It's always about marking history using time. On December 18th, the House of Representatives impeached the President of the United States, an impeachment that will last forever. Since December 18th, there have been comments about when are we going to send the articles over. Well, we had hoped that the courtesy would be extended, that we would have seen what the process would be in the Senate. Short of that, that time has revealed many things since then. Time has been our friend in all of this because it has yielded incriminating evidence, more truth, into the public domain. Since we passed the articles on December 20th, 2 days later, new email showed that 91 minutes after Trump's phone call with President Zelensky, a top Office of Management and Budget aide asked the Department of Defense to hold off on the Ukraine aid. On December 29th, revelations emerged about the OMB director and acting chief of staff Mulvaney's role in the delay of the effort by lawyers of in the administration to justify the delay, and the alarm. This is very important, that the alarm that the delay time caused within the administration. On January 2nd, newly unredacted Pentagon emails, which the House subpoenaed and the president blocked, raised serious concerns by the Trump administration officials. By Trump administration officials, they were concerned about the legality of the president's hold on the aid to the Ukraine. On January 6th, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton said he would comply with a subpoena to testify and that he has new relevant information. On January 13th, reports emerged the Russian government hacked the Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, as part of their ongoing effort to influence U.S. elections in support of President Trump. And just yesterday, the House Committee, two of our chairmen here, Chairman Nadler of Judiciary, Chairman Schiff of Intelligence, Chairman Elliot Engel of Foreign Affairs, and Chairwoman Maloney of Government Reform, released new evidence pursuant to a House subpoena. Lev Parnas, you know who that is, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, that further proves the president was a central player in the scheme to pressure Ukraine for his own benefit in the 2020 election. This is about the Constitution of the United States, and it's important for the president to know and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin in Russia. So today I'm very proud to present the managers who will bring the case, which we have great confidence in terms of impeaching the president and his removal. But this further evidence insists that, and we wouldn't be in this situation had we not waited, insists that there be witnesses and that we see documentation. And now you see some of that change happening on the Senate side. I hope it does, for the good of our country and to honor our Constitution. So today, on the floor, we'll pass a resolution naming the managers, as I mentioned, appropriating the funds for the trial and transmitting the articles of impeachment of the President of the United States for trying to influence a foreign government for his own personal and political benefit.
Speaker of the House just naming the managers that will be handling the impeachment process. We do have some major problems with traffic this morning, Tim. Maybe we should check those now.
Let's do that. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy, you've got more than one out there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We had two cars slide off on different ramps over on the west side, 215 and 21st South. That interchange with those Cloverleaf ramps, completely icy. And really, you need to be careful as you take that. And it looks like we may also have a crash on the 201 freeway out by 5600 West. That has traffic eastbound backed up almost into Magna and huge delays on 56 West trying to get to 201. Eric?
Northbound slowdowns I-15 Utah County between Provo and Orem because of a crash just before the University Parkway exit. See cars over on the left and one up ahead on the right shoulder, but the ones on the left are blocking off at least HOV lane, maybe the next closest lane too, and the backup stretching towards Center Street. Heather?
We've got big delays eastbound I-80 trying to get through Parley's Canyon from the chain-up area up to Lamb's Canyon. Multiple crashes through that stretch. Little Cottonwood Canyon is reopened, but chains are four-wheel drive required for that and Big Cottonwood Canyon and winter driving conditions in Sardine Canyon. Got junk? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make junk disappear. For homes, businesses, retail, construction, and more with friendly, uniformed teams helping you eliminate just about anything responsibly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look now at the weather forecast for today. Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of sunshine today. Very cold start, but we're up to 41 later. Not too bad. Mostly sunny skies for the afternoon. Tomorrow really is going to warm up before the storm as those south winds pick up. Partly cloudy, 50 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, let's check and see what the temperature is. We are at 22 degrees.
Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, has named the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 managers of the House that will go to the Senate and prosecute this case. We're going to name all of those for you coming up when we come back here on KSL. We have told you for some time about our friends at Utah Community Credit Union and the fact that for over 60 years, they have been dedicated to putting people over profits. And Amanda, I can't think of a bigger time or a better time in your life to do that than when you're refinancing your mortgage or maybe getting your first mortgage.
If you're in a position to do that, think about how much money you could save if you could drop that mortgage payment by a couple of hundred dollars. What would you do with a couple of hundred dollars a month, Tim? I can think of a few ideas myself. What I do with a couple of hundred dollars each month.
Yeah, and some people may have made that part of their 2020 New Year's resolutions. But here's the bottom line. If you refinanced your loan or closed a loan between 2016 and 2018, there's a good chance you could benefit from a refinance. And it's amazing how much a little tiny difference in the interest rate over a 30-year loan can make in your monthly payment and save you thousands of dollars.
Maybe you'll make repairs with that money, or maybe you'll pay down higher interest loans, or just have that money for your family.
18 convenient locations, or you can find them online at UCCU.com. As we always say, UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year, and you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Up next, at the opera. In Germany, Nicholas and Anna's performance at the Berlin Opera House comes to a halt as World War I is declared. Meanwhile, in Scotland, William gets ready for war and persuades his younger brother to enlist as well. In France, Lieutenant Audebert consoles his pregnant wife who detests him for leaving. As Christmas approaches, the battle rages across no man's land and William is fatally shot. When the violence ceases, many are shocked by the impact of war. When Christmas Eve arrives, a truce is called and the soldiers are filled with the holiday spirit. They set aside their differences to intermingle, trade provisions, and sing. But there's a palpable uneasiness in the air. Will blood loss be forgotten or avenged? Will old enemies become new friends? What will happen to the fraternizing armies when their generals find out what they have done? Find out at Utah Opera's Silent Night. So much drama. Kevin Putz and Mark Campbell's Silent Night. January 18th through the 26th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
819, we do have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. What about now, Andy?
Well, I'm looking for what looks like a crash 201 just after 5600 West. I'm seeing traffic stretching back into Magna and big delays on 56 West trying to get to the 201 freeway. And so just to see if we can find it, we also have eastbound delays coming over towards I-15. We've had two different slide-off crashes on the ramps from 21st South to the 215 West Belt, one for southbound and one to go northbound. So prepare for delays over there. Eric?
Northbound I-15 at a standstill right now between Provo and Orem. In fact, no cars are going through right now while they clean that up. The backups extend from almost University Parkway. That's where the accident took place. Now they've moved. It looks like they're in the process of moving everything off, but the backups go past Center Street now. Now, past that, no problems in Utah County heading up to the point of the mountain. Heather?
We are looking at delays. Southbound I-15 just off and on between Roy and downtown Salt Lake, but it's the mountains that are suffering. You've got delays. Parley's Canyon from the chain-up area almost up to the summit of the canyon. And then chains are four-wheel drive for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Winter driving conditions in Sardine Canyon. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nice. Things are going to warm up, certainly for the next couple of days in your 7-day forecast.
We'll get a lot of sunshine today. High temperatures topping out about 41 for the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. The winds pick up, and we hit 50 degrees, and then more snow showers in the works for Friday, especially in the morning. High temperatures that day, 38. A lot of clouds on Saturday, 37. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday. We're up 39, back up to 40 on Monday with lots of sunshine, and then partly cloudy Tuesday, 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 22 degrees. We have been following the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, as she holds a press conference naming the managers of the impeachment trial. And here she is.
Chair Adam Schiff of California, lead manager, Chairman Schiff is, as you know, chair of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, is serving his 10th term in Congress. Excuse me. Before Congress, Mr. Schiff was a California state senator and served as a federal prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles for 6 years, most notably prosecuting the first federal FBI agent ever to be indicted for espionage. Chairman Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, is serving his 15th term in Congress. Mr. Nadler served as the top Democrat on the Judiciary Subcommittee on Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties for 13 years. Before Congress, Mr. Nadler served in the New York State Assembly for 16 years. Wow. Chair Zoe Lofgren, chair of the House Committee on House Administration, which has jurisdiction over federal elections. Chair Hakeem Jeffries of New York. Chairman Hakeem Jeffries is the chair of the House Democratic Caucus and is currently serving his fourth term in Congress. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Before being in Congress, he served in the Assembly of New York for 6 years. Congresswoman Val Demings of Florida. Congresswoman Val Demings is a member of both the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman Jason Crow of Colorado was a member of the House Armed Services Committee. Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia of Texas.
So not a surprise that Chairman Schiff and Chairman Nadler are there, along with five others. Will continue to follow the developments here in Washington throughout the morning with the help of ABC News.
Last year, I had Serta Pro painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. Serta Pro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
My daughter was really sensitive. She took everything personally. She had a lot of trouble in school.
He had some impulsivity issues that I was concerned about.
He had trouble making friends, having a lot of meltdowns, a lot of tantrums.
I feel like all I did was yell at my kid all day.
What Brain Balance did was give us a very distinct game plan. This is what he has. We're going to get from point A to point B, and this is how we're going to do it.
We started seeing huge differences in her behavior.
His focus in class and how he retains the information that the teacher is talking about is just remarkable.
I don't doubt for a moment that I made the right decision in taking Sophia to Brain Balance.
There is our life before Brain Balance, and there's our life after Brain Balance, and the two don't even resemble each other. It's a totally different life.
Right now through January, assessments are just $49. Call or text 801-899-4949. That's 801-899-4949.
More border wall money is on the way. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Pentagon is prepared to provide more money to build the border wall. Reports are President Trump wants $7.2 billion from the 2020 defense budget for wall construction. Democrats continue to oppose, saying that's not what Congress approved with the defense funding. Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
Unfortunately, our progress continues to be slowed by nationwide court injunctions that threaten the safety and security of Americans.
But the defense money shift for the wall has been upheld in court. President Trump had asked Democrats to provide just $5 billion for the wall, but they turned him down. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Target says the holiday season wasn't as full of shopping cheer as they had hoped. Target had weaker than expected sales of electronics, toys, and home goods.
We are dealing with emergency traffic in several spots this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with the details next.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home. So 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
As we start the new year, all of us at Diamonds Direct just want to say thank you. 2019 exceeded all of our expectations, as so many people here became not just our customers, but our family. We thank you for your support, your confidence, your trust, and as we enter 2020, we reaffirm our commitment to you to provide an unparalleled shopping experience with an even larger selection, even better value, stronger warranties, but most importantly, an even stronger resolve to exceed your expectations. Diamonds Direct, the only jewelry store in America with a 60-year history in the diamond industry, worldwide connections, a vast network of diamond cutters, unsurpassed buying power, and the nation's largest and most experienced staff of true diamond experts. If you're getting engaged or celebrating a milestone in 2020, we invite you to see how this remarkable combination can benefit you. Diamonds Direct wants 2020 to be your year, filled with optimism, dreams, accomplishments, and most importantly, love. Get store hours and directions and shop anytime at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, Amanda and I are headed back to see our friends at ARUP coming up next week. January 21st, we'll be there noon to 3 at their Sandy location, where you can make a difference in the new year by saving a life. Plus, you're going to get a free movie ticket from ARUP. 829, we've got emergency triple team traffic sponsored by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Give us the biggest of the problems out there, Andy.
Well, right now I'm looking at a crash on the 21st South Freeway. It has two of the three lanes blocked. As you go past 5600 West, it's a couple miles of delay, a bunch of delay trying to get onto 201 from 56th West. Additional delays from a crash where two different vehicles have slid off of ramp.
ramps at the 215 and 21st South interchange over on the west side. And so we've got eastbound delays back to 3200 West and then slow coming off of 215 onto 201. Eric?
A crash in Utah County northbound I-15 just before University Parkway is backing things up back towards University Avenue in Provo now. They've moved the cars from the left over to the right. So right now a couple of right lanes are being blocked off. Just be careful trying to navigate through that whole situation. Past that, really no problems to the point, but you do have some commuter lane slowdowns to Tippecanoe Highway for westbounders heading over to the freeway. Heather?
Eastbound through Parley's Canyon, you're still going to have stop-and-go traffic from about the quarry all the way over to the summit of Parley's Canyon. You also have delays in Sardine Canyon due to winter driving conditions. Southbound I-15 coming out of Davis County is stop-and-go heading into downtown Salt Lake. The Utah Auto Expo, January 17th through 20th at Mountain America Exposition Center. Come see the hottest new cars and trucks. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look at that forecast and find out what the temperatures will be like today. Back to you, Graham.
Well, it's cold out there this morning in the wake of that storm yesterday. Lots of sunshine today, though we're up to 41. Nice looking day once we get into the afternoon hours and it warms up, really warms up tomorrow. Winds pick up. Partly cloudy, 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 22 degrees.
Big delays on all our freeways because of slick conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue to follow a developing story on Utah's Morning News as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has just named the impeachment managers.
Sean Michael Lyle has the latest in this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named a host of seven managers to present their case at the trial in the Senate.
Chair Adam Schiff of California, lead manager, Chairman Schiff is, as you know, chair of the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.
The former federal prosecutor will be assisted by Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler, along with five others with backgrounds in prosecutions. Chairman Nadler saying,
"There is an overwhelming case, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the president betrayed the country."
The articles of impeachment will be voted on shortly, and they'll also have a vote to confirm the managers. Then the impeachment articles will be walked over to the Senate chambers, with trial expected to begin Tuesday. It would take 20 Republican senators to break rank to remove President Trump from office. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We are expecting a busy day on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named seven impeachment managers. They're still holding this press conference. A vote coming up later today on a resolution. Then we expect the articles of impeachment to be sent over to the Senate.
Boyd Matheson is the host of Inside Sources and joins us now with more on what's going to play out the rest of the day. Explain to our listeners who might have missed it when you explained to us the other day, Boyd, how this process works and how formal it is later in the day.
Yeah, so they will have a vote later this afternoon, as she announced, and then the seven managers that Speaker Pelosi has just named will take those official articles of impeachment, and they will very solemnly march across from the House chamber across the United States Capitol to the other side of the building, the Senate chamber. They will walk in. They will be announced by the sergeant at arms. They will go to, it says they have to go to the bar of the Senate and present the articles of impeachment, which will be read, and then they'll be dismissed and say, "We'll call you when we need you."
We've got timing on all of this, too. They said that they will hold the vote at 12:30 p.m. I'm assuming that's Washington time. To 1:30 after a 10-minute debate. 5 o'clock, they call that the engrossment ceremony. I've never heard that term before.
You learn something new every day, and yeah, that is this process. I was actually watching yesterday some clips from the Clinton impeachment and that very solemn walking forward. And, of course, Utah's Chris Cannon was one of the managers in that debate. Most people forget about that. He played a very important role in those proceedings. So they'll march it across, and I think you'll see a lot of dueling going on today and kind of a war of words in terms of what's going on. I did think it was very interesting this morning that as soon as Speaker Pelosi had announced the seven managers, that the first question from CNN, Manu Raju, I worked with Manu a lot when I was in D.C., and he's from CNN, and he asked a very pointed question about the evidence. And he said, if there you thought there was more evidence and you're claiming today that there is more evidence, that's your case for more witnesses, why did you not take longer than just 2 weeks to move through the process in the House?
And what was said?
We did the right thing. Yeah. It was a little bit of an off response by Speaker Pelosi, not a good justification. And I think that will be the big debate with the Clinton proceedings. All of the evidence was delivered over to the Senate immediately. And so here it looks like they're going to kind of trickle some in along the way. And so, again, there's going to be a lot of debate in terms of process, which is always the challenge.
It does appear, and this press conference continues right now in Washington, it does appear that whenever the cameras are on, they're using this as the opportunity to prosecute this case.
That's exactly right. And that is also a challenge, that it's not being prosecuted in front of the Senate, which is where that's supposed to happen. House was supposed to do their work, get it done. And then really remember that the Senate is really supposed to take those articles of impeachment, review them, debate them, discuss them, and then vote whether to carry them out or to dismiss them. And so it isn't designed to be a fishing expedition. It isn't a search for, you know, new witnesses, new testimony, bombshell moments. That is not the way the Senate is designed in terms of an impeachment trial. And so that's going to be the big test, I think, moving forward is, are we just doing this in the court of public opinion, or are we doing this in the Senate?
Stand by, Boyd. We're going to get back to you with some more questions, but we do have an emergency traffic situation. Here is Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center, brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Heather?
Well, the worst of your delays are going to be in Utah County, northbound I-15 from University Avenue in Provo all the way to University Parkway in Orem. That is due to a crash that had been blocking several lanes. They just cleared the crash, moved it off the freeway about a minute ago, but these delays stretch all the way back, and it's mostly stopped through there. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Heather. We're talking with Boyd Matheson, a host of Inside Sources, about what we just learned this morning, the naming of the impeachment managers from the House. When will we learn who will be defending the president, and how important is that, the choosing of those? Will there be seven of those lawyers as well?
No, I think it'll be a smaller number. My guess is it'll probably be more like four, I think, is the case in terms of what comes from the White House. And then there'll be some, you know, some others that will be named as well. So that will be an interesting thing to see how that all plays out. Again, we have this ongoing debate in terms of will there be witnesses or won't there be witnesses. And it's really interesting, again, thinking about this from a communication strategy. One of the interesting things that I've been watching over the last 48 hours is that the Democrats have really been trying to get to this issue of fair trial. And they are equating fair trial with witnesses. And that anything that doesn't have witnesses is a sham, is a cover-up, is something else. And so already the political angling of all of this is really getting into high gear. And as citizens, we need to make sure we're stepping back from that, because it's very easy to react to that and think, oh, well, this is a sham, or I shouldn't trust this. Again, process, process, process. Back to the Constitution there. And again, everything will be done in the Senate. But it will be something that we'll all remember, because you just don't watch this and see this very often, thank yeah. heavens. But you will have the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will move over to the Senate. He'll sit there and preside, which, again, also slows down the work of the judiciary. So that's also an issue. And they're also not going to be dealing with other things that need to be done for the country. So everything kind of comes to a standstill once this begins. We suspect it'll start next Tuesday, will be the beginning of the trial.
And of course, when it does, you'll hear it here. You'll also hear Boyd sort it all out for you on Inside Sources every day, starting at 11 o'clock on KSL News Radio.
And we'll check emergency traffic next on KSL News Radio.
As part of continuing education requirements for the renewal of my master plumber and heating and air conditioning contractor's licenses, I attended a class taught by a local city inspector. He tells us that less than 10% of water heaters in his jurisdiction have a permit. As the owner of Whipple Service Champions, I can't personally be on every job, but I feel better knowing that an independent third set of eyes will inspect our water heater, furnace, and air conditioning installations. Code requirements are safety requirements. There will always be those trying to cut corners. Doing it to code means all safety requirements have been met. The latest, greatest in water heaters is the new ultra-high efficiency tankless water heater. Get $500 off this endless capacity tankless water heater. Never run out of hot water again. It's $500 off your safely installed tankless water heater. Nobody can do the job right for less, and we guarantee that. 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. Greenlight your business in the new year with a great deal. Get started now with 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. For a limited time, get a free $100 prepaid card when you switch today and add Comcast Business Security Edge. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. There's never been a better time than now. So what's stopping you? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Edge and Connection Pro available for an additional monthly charge. Offer ends 1/31/21. Prepaid card per company. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
8:39. Let's take a look at emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy?
We've got crews in the cleanup stages eastbound 21st South, halfway between 56th and Bangor. Crash still being cleaned up, so we still have delays that stretch back into Magna, and big delays on 56th West from almost 3100 South to the 201 freeway. Then you've got slowdowns between Bangor and I-215. Those transitions from 21st South to 215, both very icy, and cars have slid off down into the dirt. And so crews are trying to get them back up to the roadway and causing that delay, Eric.
The good news for northbound drivers, I-15 in Utah County between Provo and Orme, is that the crash just before University Parkway has been cleared off. Bad news? The delays are slow to disintegrate. The backups go all the way to University Avenue in Provo. Now, past that, no problems getting up to a point in the mountain. Redwood Road also looks good. And now Timpanogos Highway's commuter lane, that's also in good shape westbound towards the freeway. Heather?
The restrictions have just been lifted for both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, so you should be able to get up there fairly safely, but there might still be an icy spot or two you want to slow down. If you're going through Parley's Canyon, the same cannot be said. We've got delays still trying to get from Lamb's Canyon to the summit, and then it's a parking lot as you leave the summit and try to exit at Kimball Junction. A lot of skiers heading that direction. Shen Yun presents classical Chinese dance, orchestral music, combining Eastern and Western instruments, heavenly inspired costumes, and storytelling. Tickets at shenyun.com. S-H-E-N-Y-U-N.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, what a beautiful morning out there. Blue sky, sunshine, but cold. Let's see what the rest of the day looks like according to the 7-day forecast with Grant.
Well, after the storm yesterday that really dumped some snow on the roads, valleys, benches, mountains yesterday, that storm's gone now. We get lots of sunshine, kind of cold out there early on. We'll see sunny skies through the day, high temperatures at 41. Tomorrow, it's a windy day, but warmer. Partly cloudy, we're up to 50 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Lots of teens out there this morning. Manti, Cedar City, Moab, in Salt Lake City, though, 21 degrees.
We'll speak with Lee Lonsberry, the host of Open Mic, coming up in a moment. Former staffer to Representative Rob Bishop. One of the things he wants to tell us is, I know that we're all focused on impeachment, but you know there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Even though it seems to us like there's not a single thing going on except for impeachment, he'll tell us something to the contrary in a moment here on KS on his radio.
And how hard it is to keep the eye on the ball when right. You're back there with these kinds of things happening. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along with Utah's news station.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit ogdensflooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at ogdensflooring.com.
For every room in your home, every room in your home, Ogden's Flooring and Design.
You know how some people look at winter and think, it's kind of dull? Well, stay away from those people. Oh, wait, better idea. Invite them to Winterfest and let them see just how much fun you can have in one winter weekend.
Book your stay in Bear Lake Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th for Winterfest. And discover an almost unlimited list of events. There's winter sports and trails day, snowmobiling, snowshoeing, tubing, a free shuttle to get you from point A to point B. There's the Lake Monster 5K, a chili cook-off. Okay, listen, instead of me telling you all about this, visit bearlake.org and explore all the options, including restaurants displaying their specialties at the Sunrise Resort Event Center. Don't let anyone tell you winter is dull. Visit Scenic Idaho. Visit bearlake.org and get up close and personal with Winterfest. Come on, get out of the house and have some fun. Visit bearlake.org.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
My name's David. I had a tax problem. It started 15 years ago. It started fairly small, and it just slowly kind of spiraled out of control. Couldn't buy a house, couldn't get qualified for any good financing. It affected my whole life. And then, it got to the point where they even took my passport. So it ended up that I owed a little over $70,000. I think it was $73,000. So I decided I needed some help. I met Jordan. He was positive about it. It actually turned out I got a letter in the mail from the IRS, and they said that I owed $3,073.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation.
Just don't hesitate. Stop putting it off. Just call Jordan.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
A day like today is perfect time to remind you that if you just text the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500, you will get breaking news information right to your device.
KSL's top national stories now.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi minutes ago on Capitol Hill.
Today is the day that we name the managers, we go to the floor to pass the resolution to transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
She has named those impeachment managers who will serve essentially as prosecutors during the Senate trial, arguing the case in favor of impeachment. They are Jason Crow, Zoe Lofgren, Adam Schiff, Val Demings, Hakeem Jeffries, Jerry Nadler, and Sylvia Garcia. And Pelosi saying she's still hoping that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will call witnesses, McConnell slamming the process altogether on the Senate floor.
If the Senate blesses this unprecedented and dangerous House process by agreeing that an incomplete case and a subjective basis are enough to impeach a president, we will almost guarantee the impeachment of every future president of either party when the House doesn't like that person.
With continuing coverage, the impeachment of President Trump, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. It will be an interesting day, to say the least, in Washington, and certainly a historic one. By the end of the day, impeachment articles should be sent to the Senate.
Lee Lonsberry hosts Open Mic on KSL News Radio weekdays from 12:30 to 3. He's a former staffer for Representative Rob Bishop, and he joins us now to talk about what's going on behind the scenes today in Washington. Lee?
I am absolutely glad that I took this job. I am very, very glad that I am here. But it is days like today that I wish that I could be walking around the halls, seeing all this play out for two reasons. It's history. We're witnessing history unfold. Regardless of where you fall on the political scale of things, we are witnessing history. These are singular events that are taking place today. Now, you might wonder what is going on for the staffers today. And I, throughout the morning, have been texting back and forth some of my former colleagues. And one chief of staff told me in the House that there really is a sense of impeachment fatigue. And that today, at least on the Republican side, this is an anticlimactic day. It was a foregone conclusion. I think the most of the makeup of the managers was predicted. Certainly Adam Schiff and Chairman Nadler, folks knew they were going to be there. And we can certainly predict the attitudes and ideologies of the folks who make up that pool. Now, what are the staffers doing? Two things. Half of them are glued to the TV or they're standing out in the hallways as these announcements are being made because they want to soak up this history. Yeah. They are going to someday be able to, maybe as professors themselves or teachers, certainly parents or friends talking around the table.
Or congresspeople.
Or members of Congress themselves. We learned one of the managers was a staffer herself when during the Nixon proceedings. The other half For them, it is business as usual. We know that there will be a vote today to approve these managers cast by the House. Well, there are other votes being cast today, in particular H.R. 1230. It's called Protecting Older Workers Against Discrimination Act. There is business as usual happening in the House today. While we're focused certainly on the headlines that are plastered along the 24-hour news networks, there is also a great debate happening outside of impeachment.
That's so important to focus on, I think, because a lot of people say nothing else gets done. It takes up other things do get done. And perhaps we drop the ball in the media by not focusing on the other things that get done back there.
On my little program live, Mike, we've made a point to cover these other things. And during in the midst of this impeachment stuff, we have had defense spending bills make their way through. We've seen UCMA be debated and move towards a passage. And so there are other things. That's a point I like making here.
It's fascinating for me just to have you pull back the curtain so we can see the wizard back there doing what they're doing. And I hope you talk more about that on your show today. But
100%.
You're doing a great job. Open mic coming
live
up again.
Live mic, yeah.
Live mic, sorry.
Yeah. It was written incorrectly.
It's live mic. There's a microphone involved. I assure you that.
Put
sorry
words in front
that.
Of me. I'm going to read them.
Yeah.
Live mic with Lee Lonsberry coming up 12:30 to 3 here on KSL as always. It is 8:49. Let's get a look at triple team traffic here. We've had an emergency problem in many spots. This brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Here now is Andy Farnsworth.
I've been watching the 21st South Freeway where we have a crash halfway between 56th West and Bangor Highway. And then another one at the ramp to 215. So between 56th and Bangor, it'll take you over a half an hour of travel time to get through all of that because of the two different crashes. Both are in the cleanup stages, but both are still there and still affecting drivers. Looks a lot better on 5600 West, finally, as you come up to the 201 freeway, although Bangor Highway still backed up going through West Jordan. Eric?
Well, it's a mess between Provo and Orem this morning on the northbound side. All started with a crash just before the University Parkway exit, and for a time it was blocking off left lanes for a time right lanes, and now they've moved it all off, but the backups go all the way to University Avenue. Now it's starting to stretch into the Springville area, and folks are trying to use Geneva Road, and that's really bottled up northbound from Center Street all the way to University Parkway. You can try University Avenue, but that's also slow from Center Street up to 800 North in Orem. Heather?
You may want to rethink your plans to get to Park City out of Salt Lake Valley this morning. Eastbound I-80 never really recovered from the multiple crashes we had early on. And it's got delays from the mouth of the canyon up past the quarry where there's another stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Once you get over the summit, you are at a crawl trying to exit onto Kimball Junction. A lot of people heading to the ski resorts. The good news is if you're heading to Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, they're both open and the restrictions are gone. Updating your kitchen in 2020? Visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South and Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together. Let's look at the 7-day warm today and tomorrow. Looks like the only chance of snow in the 7-day is on Friday. Right now, downtown, it's 22 degrees.
It's a night of laughs with humorous Jeannie Robertson.
I became aware of a heated argument between a teenager and her mother. And the teenager said he is too a nice boy. Why else would he be doing 200 hours of community service?
Friday, February 7th at Eccles Theater, Salt Lake City.
I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.
Tickets at liveattheeccles.com. Liveattheeccles.com.
Sarah's complex is right here, Riverstone Apartments. Do you have the gate code?
No. Do you have the gate code?
No, just follow that guy's car in. We can beat the gates.
Good call.
Whoa, these things are really fast.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Yeah. Caliber Collision.
How do we get your car out of here?
I don't know.
Do you have the gate code?
Have you been told you need to replace your sewer main line? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I can understand why you didn't do it right then. You probably had sticker shock and didn't even realize that your sewer line was something that needed to be replaced. Unfortunately, it's more common than you might think. Any Hour Services has an entire department dedicated to the drains in your home, including that sewer main line. We can do a spot repair on your sewer line or replace the whole thing. One of the reasons that people wait to replace their sewer line is because they didn't have the money to make the repairs right then, and they didn't realize realize that you can finance the replacement of your sewer line. For a limited time, Any Hour Services is offering zero down and 0% financing on any sewer mainline replacement. I tell you what, mention this radio ad when you call, and we'll send one of our supervisors to your home and give you a free second opinion on any sewer replacement you've been quoted. I honestly hope you never have to deal with this, but if you do, we're here to help. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Goldman Sachs says fourth quarter profits dropped 24% from a year ago. The bank was hit hard by higher expenses and legal bills.
Time for Jazz Notes, and here is Cleon Wall.
Nine times.
Nope. How about 10 times?
Now the loss.
Up top. Rudy. Numbers one, two.
Yep. The Jazz have now won 10 straight games after beating Brooklyn 118-107. The Jazz are also the third team this season with a double-digit win streak. What a game for the starters. Four of them scoring double figures.
Joe. Why not?
He checked it.
Joe Ingles was the man, making 6 3-pointers and scoring 27 points. He was tied with four other players and dishing out four assists. Donovan Mitchell struggled in the first half but scored 14 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter. Rudy Gobert was an animal again with 22 points and 15 rebounds. Utah is now all alone in the number two spot in the West. Jazz now head to New Orleans, the site of the Gobert game-winning swat that was actually a foul. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Go to KSL.com today to register for your chance to earn $500 in free gas, and then just listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's first stop, and KSL News Radio.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Win $500 in gas, not once a day, not two times a day, three times a day from KSL News Radio. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us when you listen. Then starting January 21st, listen for your name at 640, 740, and 440. Call us back within 15 minutes and you'll win $500 in fuel from Maverick, Adventure's first stop. You already listen, why not get free gas? Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to get entered. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to KSL News Radio.
8:59, let's get another look at emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning, Andy.
Well, Amanda, we still have miles of delays in Utah County, even though the crash is gone, going between Provo and Orem. The slowdowns begin at the North Springville exit all the way through Provo and up to University Parkway and Orem. Geneva Road backed up the entire stretch as well from Center Street to University Parkway. And you'll see slowdowns if you decide to take University Avenue as well, right through the heart of Provo, starting before Center Street up to 800 North. Eric?
Lingering delays in Salt Lake County, northbound I-15 between Bangor Highway and 114 South over on the South Belt for eastbounders approaching the South Interchange, and on the 201 Highway between Bangor and the 215 West Belt. Heather?
We are looking at big delays through Parley's Canyon eastbound as you come off the summit. Try to exit at Kimball Junction. It is at a crawl, taking at least 40 minutes just to go a couple of miles. And then southbound I-15, a few brake lights trying to get into Salt Lake from Davis County. Your story matters. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover Roots Tech. Learn the tools and resources to discover your family story at Roots Tech. Visit RootsTech.org to register. That's RootsTech.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
41 for the high later with all that sunshine. Right now, 21 downtown.
How did a plane drop that much fuel over kids? More on Dave and Dujanovic coming up next.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale.